The first elements of Burnside's army began arriving at Falmouth on November 17th, but the pontoon bridges his forces would use to cross the deep Rappahannock and capture Fredericksburg were late in coming, giving Lee time to rush Longstreet's and Jackson's corps to the city to block the Union advance. The first pontoon bridges finally showed up on November 25th, but by the time Burnside's engineers had finished laying all of them across the river more than 2 weeks later, Longstreet and Jackson had their troops firmly dug in on the south side of the Rappahannock and were waiting for the Union army. Burnside turned out to be inept at managing a large force. He also misunderstood his enemy across the river. It wasn't so much that he had bad intelligence on the enemy, which was the case with McClellan. Burnside's problem was that he had little intelligence, good or bad, and he had nobody to blame but himself. His front had been pretty much stable for almost a month, giving him plenty of time to reconnoiter the rebels on the other side with his cavalry and spies. Pinkerton had abandoned the Army of the Potomac, but he left behind one capable operative to take his place, John Babcock. A handsome and dapper man sporting a black vest studded with shiny brass buttons and wearing a hat always cocked jauntily to the side, Babcock had moved to Chicago in 1855, working first as an apprentice draftsman in an architectural firm. Showing a talent as a sketch artist, he later set up his own business as an architect. He became a fitness enthusiast as well, visiting a gymnasium often and joining a local rowing team. When Pinkerton left, Babcock was technically still in the Army's Sturgis Rifles, where the detective had discovered him and his map-making talent. Babcock was ordered to report to Burnside, who wanted him to assume Pinkerton's Secret Service duties and report to him as a confidential agent. Babcock knew Burnside well. He had done architectural work for him in Chicago. He liked the general, although he said McClellan's military ability was superior. Pinkerton's unceremonious departure had left the Secret Service Department in a rather disorderly condition, Babcock told Burnside, but he said he would take the job with conditions. He wanted to work as a civilian and be paid $250 a month. Anxious to set up a spy bureau, Burnside agreed. To partly solve the problem of Pinkerton's absconding with all the intelligence reports, Babcock rode to Washington and copied the ones filed there.